This is Tanika Chambers, the author of the book Single, Ready and Waiting, Your Guide to Courtship. And here we are at day two of 21 days of positioning and renewing the mind for kingdom single living. We're in the book of Romans chapter 12 and we're reading from verse 2 today. It reads, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Amen. We've just read there about conforming no longer to the pattern of this world. The times that we're living in, I mean, people are doing what is right in their own eyes. And I remember when I was an unbeliever, I did what was right in my own eyes. I didn't even look to the Word of God as the final authority in my life. But when I became enlightened, when anyone who was not saved, when they become enlightened with the Word of God, then things begin to change. Their pattern begins to change. There is no way that we can know what God's pattern is unless we search the Scriptures. And even in my book, on page 56 of the book, Single, Ready and Waiting, Your Guide to Courtship, I shared the following quote. It reads, "In an interview with Assist News Service, Rhodes quotes a recent poll which indicates that 35% of born-again Christians do not read the Bible at all. In addition, Rhodes indicates that among those who say they read the Bible, the vast majority only read it during the 1 hour they attend church each Sunday morning. The survey says that such statistics make it more than obvious why many Christians are easy prey for spiritual deception. The level of biblical illiteracy among Christians may be one reason why many believers hesitate to stand for godly values on the public scene." If you have my book, go to page 56 to read that again on your own. So with that being said, we can see that many people are not necessarily reading the Bible to know what God is saying in His Word, to know what His pattern is. And so that is even the more why I wrote the book Single, Ready and Waiting, because the world offers a secular way of doing relationships. And sometimes we get caught up in the way they do it and get frustrated with the way God wants us to do it. But as kingdom citizens, He said that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. His ways should be easier for us. And I think it's harder for us because we are so bombarded with the things of the world, which causes us to look favorably at the pattern of the world more than the pattern of God. But I want to remind you that God would not put His instructions in the Word. He would not have created the pattern unless He knew we could do it. And so He doesn't want us to rely on our own strength to do His pattern. He wants us to rely on Him daily. Daily. You know, many are not taking the time to get to know the wisdom of God in their daily lives. So it's making them more, as I read, even the quote said it, more susceptible to the falling pattern of the world, living together, things like that. You know, they will say it's okay, and it's not. If once again, if you are looking for a biblical pattern to follow, consider reading the book Single, Ready and Waiting. If there is ever a time for Christian singles to know how to go about forming godly relationships, it is now. Now on to the second sentence within the same verse. It says, "Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Now that you know, you've taken the time to know what God's pattern is, you have to allow it to transform the way you think. There goes the renewing of the mind right there. You know, I heard someone say, your mind didn't get saved when you accepted Christ. It was your heart. Okay? So how are we supposed to renew our minds? daily. Okay, taking in more of the word, because there is so much information coming at us all at once. This is why we must make time to do what Psalms 1 talks about. It says to meditate upon the word both day and night. That's what I call, you know, when you go to the doctor and they give you a prescription. That's your prescription. Psalms 1, meditate upon the word both day and night. Okay, so if you want your mind to be renewed to the kingdom way of living, you may have to change some things, okay, like what you watch, what you listen to, and even who you associate with. Okay, these three things have the power to influence you, especially, you know, if you're trying to live by God's patterns, if you're continuing to feed yourself with the wrong information, being around the wrong people, it is going to mess up your pattern. All right. So sometimes we don't even realize or care to realize how much these things really affect us, but they do. So we're going to continue. We're going to sum it all up now. Okay, so now that you've chosen to do things God's way, okay, by basically understanding the pattern, you're reading His Word daily and allowing it to transform your mind and way of thinking, and now is when you will understand what is God's will from what isn't His will for your life. Okay, so you will be able to discern if it is good, if what you're doing is good, please and pleasing to the Lord. Okay, because the Word of God is in you. This is the part. You've basically trained yourself. You've trained your mind to think like Christ. Okay, and when your mind is trained, it will become easier for you to know what God's perfect will is. You know, I did a YouTube video on that. You know, do you want God's permissive will or His perfect will? What I meant by that is that sometimes we want what we want when we want it. God could be saying no about somebody, but yet we still want it. And so guess what happens? If we push hard enough, we can end up getting it, but it was not God's perfect will for you. So this is what we want. We want to be able to test, okay, what is going on, what's coming to us, and already having the pattern of God in our mind, we will know to approve it and know if it is actually God's will. Is it good? Is it pleasing? And is it God's perfect will? Okay, so you cannot know the will of God unless you have the first two other parts of verse 2 set up. Okay, so take a look at it, really take it in, and I look forward to day 3.